Hey there, welcome back to Marketing Matchmaker. This last week or two, I have been having a conversation with friends and other experts in their field, as well as some potential clients, about a topic that I think is incredibly important to touch on. And today, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to tackle a topic that's as elusive as the Loch Ness Monster and far more searched for. It's that infamous easy button for marketing and growing your business. You know, that one that magically creates the success that you've been looking for. Before I dive into that subject, I want to tell you a story real quick, or more a scenario. Picture yourself walking into IKEA. Your eyes are lit up with ambition and excitement about getting a new piece of furniture. You spot that perfect do-it-yourself closet wardrobe. It is sleek and stylish and looks so simple to put together. So you grab it and rush home and tear it open. And you are excited about giving your bedroom this amazing makeover. When you glance at the instruction manual, you can't help but laugh at its complexity. You think, why do I need this? It's not that hard. Your confidence is really high. I can figure this out on my own, you say to yourself. And then let's fast forward a few hours. And the scene in front of you is less dream bedroom and more modern art chaos. That closet, that wardrobe that was so beautiful on the floor, it's now a puzzle of misaligned doors and upside down shelves. It's transformed from a simple storage solution into an unintentional piece of abstract art. That, my friend, is exactly what happens when you look for the marketing equivalent of skipping the IKEA instructions. You're really looking for a shortcut, the quickest route to success, only to end up with the results that are, let's say, not what you expected. This is a funny reminder that sometimes your ambition without the right expertise and follow through can really lead to outcomes that are surprisingly unintended. And that easy button most often will lead to more time, more money, more frustration, and more headaches. I know if you are like most of my clients, when we start working together, that's exactly what you come to me for. You're looking for an easy button. You want something that can outsmart the system, the shortcut that will lead you to those $1 million overnight because you have seen every ad out there on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and everything else that says, just do this one thing. But just like the IKEA wardrobe, when we end up doing that, it ends up with nothing like we actually envisioned. Most likely, it ends up with us spending more time trying to get back to where we were to begin with. If you have been scouring the internet for that magic formula that'll skyrocket your business to fame and fortune without breaking a sweat, stop for a minute and let's have a chat. It's time to embrace the journey, learn the ropes, and maybe, just maybe, find out that the real magic is in the work we put in, not in the work we try and skip. In the world of marketing, quick fixes are like that last piece of chocolate cake in the refrigerator at midnight. You know you should probably avoid it. That it's not the healthiest choice for you, but it's so tempting. It whispers promises of instant gratification, overnight success stories that flood our feeds and fuel our fantasies. Why wait when success is just one hack, one funnel, one viral post, one shortcut away? I get it. I get why there is so much allure around the easy button. We live in a world that celebrates instantaneous speed. We have instant messaging and fast food and delivery. We have Instacart and DoorDash. We want it all and we want it right now. So when it comes to growing our business, who wouldn't be tempted by the promise of quick, effortless results? It is a powerful, powerful draw that pulls us towards the dream of bypassing the hard work and leaping straight into the limelight. And I am not saying that the people out there that are promoting this didn't do it. There are definitely people who do. However, the majority do not. And just because somebody hit that runway at the right time and took off doesn't mean when you find their quick fix, their shortcut, that it's gonna do the same thing. Because I can guarantee you whatever it was that catapulted them was working in that piece of time. It wasn't something that was going to be sustainable long term. And I will also guarantee you that the people who are selling you that quick fix that made them $1 million, if you will, they're not doing that quick fix anymore. They're selling it to you. They have pivoted their business. Why? Because quick fixes are very rarely sustainable. When it comes to lasting success in marketing, we want to build it on a foundation that's going to support you and your business for the long term. It's about understanding your audience and crafting messaging that speaks directly to them and creating consistency in your value. And it requires a strategy and patience and, yes, sometimes effort. I have a client who, when we first started working together, when I say done for you, she literally thought it meant she could just step away and not do anything. That's not the way marketing works, especially if you are the face of your business. Marketing is, while there are a lot of agencies out there that can do parts of it done for you, it is a done with you effort. It helps to, I can help you to understand how to go about doing it, but there are things that I cannot do for you. Effective marketing isn't about shortcuts. It's not about, you know, trying to game the system. It's about connecting and engaging and building relationships with your audience over time. It's about creating sustainability in your foundation so that your business is able to continue to grow at a pace that you can keep up with, number one, and number two, that you are able to do for the long term. Marketing hacks and quick fixes and shortcuts are short-term solutions, and they might bring you 1,000 clients. But I will tell you right now, those 1,000 clients aren't going to stick around if you haven't created that foundation in your business to support them and sustain them. So while that siren call of quick fixes is hard to resist, remember, in marketing, just like in life, the most rewarding path often requires us to roll up our sleeves, get our hands dirty, and put in the work. So what exactly is the work that you get to put in? We're going to start with knowing your audience. It is essential. I mean, let's be honest here. You wouldn't want to try and serve a steak to a vegetarian, right? Understanding your audience is all about figuring out who is sitting at your table. What do they love? What do they need? What keeps them up at night? And how are you going to solve that problem? Once you've got that down, crafting your message to them, it can be like writing a love letter. It's about not throwing everything but the kitchen sink into it. It's about speaking their language. hitting that sweet spot that makes them think, wow, they really get me. They understand where I'm at and what I'm going through. That, my friends, is how connections are made, whether it's online digital marketing or you're out there dating. Connections are made when someone feels like they are heard and understood. And by understanding your audience and creating a message that speaks directly to them, that's exactly what happens. It also allows you to create a really solid brand identity. This is what makes you, you. It is the colors you fly, the tune to that you dance to. It's what you're sending out into the world. Your brand identity is the story you tell that makes people think, I want to be part of that. I want to know more about that person. And sometimes that's about being brave enough to do just that, to step out into the world and say, hey, here I am, and this is how I can help you. Look, I love a good life hack as much as the next person. But when it comes to marketing, betting everything on a hack is like building a house on sand. It might stand up right now, but if you've seen any of those videos of those houses built on beaches that are washing away, that's exactly what ends up happening. That foundation starts to erode, and then your business gets topsy-turvy, and can fall over. This is where strategic planning comes into play. It is about the long game. It is about setting up those dominoes so that when you finally flick that first one, everything falls into place at just the right timing. And sometimes it's not glamorous. It can involve spreadsheets. It can involve brainstorming sessions that feel like they go on for days and a whole lot of coffee. It can involve trying something to see if it's going to work and then making adjustments when it doesn't. These are things that are going to help you build a sustainable foundation to your marketing and your business. And it's what makes the difference between those flash in the pan businesses and those ones that last for decades. Here's the thing. I just mentioned trying something to see what works and then adjusting. Because what worked yesterday might not work today, and it might not work tomorrow. And that's okay. The key is to be willing and able to adapt, to pivot, to push forward, to adjust. Making consistent effort is often like watering a garden. You might not see fruits immediately, but with patience and persistence, you'll end up with something really worth bragging about. I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and we were talking about he's venturing into a world of marketing he's never been in before. So we're talking about him creating a webinar training type of marketing. And so we were brainstorming and discussing different topics, really diving into where his ideal clients sit right now and really helping him to see that. What are they struggling with? How can you help them? And so as we were talking about it, he made a comment. He goes, so we're just throwing things out there to see what works. And I said, no. That is exactly opposite of what we're doing. We have a very clear strategy. What we don't have right now is a message that your audience connects with. And that is what we're looking for. So yes, we are going to do this strategy and we may change the messaging a couple of times until we hit that nugget that your ideal clients are salivating for. That is what I mean by being adaptable and being ready to make pivots and being willing to try something with the idea that it could succeed amazingly well and it could fail. But I will tell you that in the failure is going to be your biggest learnings. It is going to tell you more about you, about your audience, and about your business than if you stepped on that shortcut and immediately went to $1 million. The struggle, the uncomfortability is where we grow. It is where our business grows and is where we are able to connect with our audience in ways that we never have before. I always want to send you away from this podcast with some actionable items. So if you're in this for the long haul, and I really, really hope you are, it's about laying down strategies that are more of a marathon than they are a sprint. A few that I personally love: content marketing, email list building, and engaging with your customers. Content marketing is all about storytelling. Think of it as your ongoing conversation with the world. It's not necessarily about selling. It's about telling stories that are relatable, educating them, entertaining them, influencing them into helping to see why you are the solution to their problem. The thing is most people connect with stories, whether it's blog posts that solve a problem or a podcast that dives into the topic your audience cares about or videos that makes them laugh or learn. Content is about how you keep people coming back for more time and time again. And the key here is consistency and quality. Quantity is not vital. What matters more is that you are able to consistently put out quality content. You want to be that TV show that people can't wait to binge watch, not the infomercial that they skip. So find your voice and share your experience and watch as your brand becomes a go-to resource in your niche. The other strategy that we're going to touch on today is your email list building. I have said in the past, I will say it again, your email list is the solid gold piece of your business. It is one of the most important things in your business. So building an email list it's kind of like grabbing a group of VIPs who've given you the green light to email them, to message them, to really engage with them. And that, my friends, is so powerful because these people already gave you the ability to communicate with them directly. Honestly, I've talked about this in the past. Email lists also give you the ability to communicate with your audience free from the whims of the social media platforms and their algorithms. Those algorithms update constantly, and quite honestly, we can't keep up with them. There is no physical way to know what the algorithms are going to do next. So having an email list is your direct line for sharing news and insights and offers with the people who are most interested in what you have to say. And remember, with great power comes great responsibility, my friends, which means don't abuse your email list with spammy sales pitches. Instead, focus on delivering value, whether that's exclusive content, early access to your product, service, or solutions, or insights they can't get anywhere else. Keep them happy to see your name popping in the inbox. That being said, your email list is also designed to sell. And if you do not invite your audience to buy from you, they're never gonna. People want to be invited to buy. So make sure you are making the effort to do that. And the last thing I want to focus on today is that customer engagement. This is really your secret sauce. It's the magic ingredient that turns your casual buyers or browsers into buyers and into loyal fans. Engagement is really about creating a two-way street where your audience feels heard and valued and involved. Social media is a fantastic tool for this. It's where you can have real-time conversations, where you can get feedback from them and show off your personality. Doing things like hosting Q&A sessions, running polls or questions, sharing behind-the-scenes peeks, responding to comments and messages, posting so that your followers actually start to communicate with you. It will make your customers feel like they're part of a journey and not just spectators. When you take these long-term marketing strategies, whether it's content marketing or email list building or customer engagement, you're able to create that strong foundation of your business, of your marketing, so that your audience becomes your followers, and your followers become your buyers, and your buyers become your lifelong fans and refer people to you. This, my friends, is what we're looking for when it comes to creating marketing strategy and a business that is successfully able to scale. Quit looking for the easy button. It doesn't exist. Even those gurus, those hacks, those shortcuts are gonna require work. And quite honestly, most of them are going to require more work and more time and more energy and money spent than if you had just started from the foundational pieces to begin with. So if you're struggling to develop a strategy that is going to successfully grow your business, increase your revenue, and scale your impact, head over to yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. Sign up for a free 30-minute strategy call, and I promise you, you will walk away with at least one thing that will make your business better. Take these strategies with you and start growing. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Matchmaker podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your feedback. Please head over to Apple iTunes and leave a review so we can hear from you. And if you are a coach, consultant, or online course creator who are looking to grow your business, increase your income, and scale your impact, connect with me at yourmarketingmatchmaker.com. I look forward to hearing from you.